So if you open your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 13, we're going to read verse 9 through verse 16. We have an altar. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. The altar of grace, whereby we offer praise to God continually. And that's our charge. Our hearts established with grace, not with meats. And there's way more there than what we will expound upon this morning. Note that they which serve the tabernacle have no right to eat there. And that's extremely important. No right to eat there at this altar of grace. And most I've met professing God, they're actually serving the tabernacle. And I've seen it for many, many years. Even if it be their own. And speaking of this body. But they are serving a tabernacle somewhere. And very few serve without the camp, as Christ did. Very, very few. And he said, let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp. Where is he located? Without the camp. Outside. And this couldn't be more true. He was seldom found within the camp. Matter of fact, he would try to, it's amazing the difference between serving the tabernacle. Christ would actually try to get away from people. He would flee into the wilderness or he'd get on a boat, you see. The only thing that awaited him within the tabernacle was trouble. And the majority of the problems that I've faced since I started this walk and preaching the Word of God, they came from within the camp, from within the tabernacle, from the religious people. They always did. The majority of the obstacles and problems and bumps that I've encountered, they all came from within the camp, within the tabernacle. And the more religious they were, the more the problem, the more the trouble. And time would fail me. I couldn't mention all of these instances. Paul was so fed up with it. If you'll remember in 1 Corinthians, Paul got so fed up with it. He said, I thank God that I baptized none of you. He said, contentions among you. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be a member of a church very long to see this. You want contentions, go to church. And is, of course, the Bible word for it, he said, one would say, well, I'm of Paul, and another, I of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas, and another would say, well, I'm of Christ. And no matter, there's no telling how many times I've heard the phrase, well, this is what I believe. This is what I believe. As I told you, if I tell you this is what I believe, you better duck. And the truth is, it doesn't matter what I believe. And it doesn't matter what you believe. Because God is. And the ones you really have to watch, I like go without the camp, a little play on words, camp, Campbellites, 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 the Church of Christ. And they are most contentious if you've ever been around them. But there was contention, if you read the book of Acts, there was contention even among the apostles. It says that there was no small dissension between them. And it was always over rites, sacrifices, ordinances, circumcision, baptism, even the washing of one's hands, serving the tabernacle. Now, hear me. The one thing I found, you don't have to tell a blood-washed, born-again child of God how to live. You just simply do not. You have to tell sinners how to live. And that's called law. And the law is for sinners and for children. Christ came to redeem them that were under the law. Galatians 4:5. And yet, look at all the churches today. Look at them. Look at the ceremonies. And have you ever seen Orthodox or Catholicism? Well, they have similar things even in Protestant denominations. All denominations in bondage to weak and beggarly elements. He said, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, touch not, taste not, handle not. I've been through it. I couldn't even mention all the coffee, Coke, beer, wine, pork, onions, garlic, plaid shirts, plain fabric, short sleeve, long sleeve, Saturday, Sunday. They're all pagan days. I mean, I've seen knockdown, drag-out arguments over these things. They'll throw you out of the church. And in the end, isn't it grace? It's always grace. It's always been grace. It always will be grace. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats. Now hear it. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat. How glorious is that? You and I, we have an altar, if we're in Christ, whereof they have no right to eat. And I made a note, few there be that find it. You know, Jesus said, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, he said, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. The last day. Well, there goes the so-called rapture theory that man invented. When's he going to raise him up? The last day. I said, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat. That'd be most in church. A.W., I've told you many times, Arthur W. Pink said, that's 90% of those in church lost. No right to eat at this altar. You see. Jonah, when he was in the whale's belly, he exclaimed, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. You see, that's a child of God. He ran from God. I ran from God. But you can't keep a child of God out. If you turn to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through verse 42, you'll remember the instance. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Into her house. You see? And she had a sister called Mary, which also, now where was she? She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. You see? Cumbered about much serving. Serving the tabernacle. and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. I can't tell you how that's played out in more churches than I can remember. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary hath chosen that good part, as shall every born-again child of God. In John chapter 4, verse 29, he said, "Come." The Samaritan woman, she said, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. They weren't in the camp. They were at a well. John 8, 12, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. 1 John 3, 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Now, you want to kick against the pricks? Well, have at it. Because we, and now you get that, we have an altar. That's what he said. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat. How I ever understand that. Now get it. Which serve the tabernacle. Who has no right to eat there? Martha couldn't eat there. Serving the tabernacle. Serving, serving, serving. See, he's talking about religious folks here. The most religious. Whom he... He said, he told the most religious folks of his time, he said, you are of your father, the devil. As the colored preacher said, you better watch them dogs. I say to you, as John, labor not for the meat which perisheth, for that meat which endureth unto everlasting, but that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. And you may think that's very plain, but it's not as plain as you think. And I've seen so many get trapped in that thing. And they have no right to eat at this altar. And you'll wake up and you'll find yourself serving that tabernacle. I'd remind those of you in Christ, ye are the temple of God. Of the living God. Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. And it is. And it's not of this church or this church or this denomination or this denomination. You remember a few weeks ago, we were in Ezekiel 44 and he spoke of obedient priests and non-obedient priests, or good priests and bad priests. And those priests that went astray, those Levites, he told them, he said, you're going to bear your iniquity. And he said they could only do one thing. Do you remember? He said they could but minister to the house. Serve the tabernacle. No right to eat. But the good priests, the good Levites, whom he called the sons of Zadok. He said, they, those good priests, they shall minister unto me, unto God. Are you ministering to the house, or are you ministering to God? You ministering to God, or are you ministering to the tabernacle? Because we have an altar whereof those that minister to the tabernacle have no right to eat. So today, hear them. Hear the preachers. Listen to them. I hope you can take this word now and you can listen and go, wow, he's ministering. He's either ministering to God or he's ministering to the tabernacle, which includes the people in that tabernacle. And it's not hard to tell. To whom are they ministering? The house or to God, you see? Well, what do the people want? People say, preach to us smooth things. Are they hirelings or are they prophets of God? Who are they serving? And people, they think it's so wonderful when you have the Mother Teresa's and you have these people that so-called minister to people, but they're ministering to the tabernacle. And they're not allowed to eat at the same altar that you and I are. You see, God or their own belly. You say, well, isn't that magnanimous? Yeah, for them, they'll get a fuzzy feeling. You know, come so-called religious holidays, people get very magnanimous and very charitable, and it appeases their conscience. You know, I read the other day that lost people in church give more money than the so-called saved people. Why? Well, they're conscious. They have a conscience, you see. They're giving to the tabernacle. I think most of you know, I'm not here to serve you. Never have been. Or this house, or my own belly. I'm here but one purpose. Serve God. He called me to preach. He called me out of darkness into His glorious light. You see, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Don't forget it. Let us go forth unto Him without the camp. Because there we have an altar. So I'd ask, you ever been there? I've visited in bitter tears. But it's a glorious place. I tell you that we have an altar. An altar of grace. But those that serve the tabernacle, they can't go there. And you and I can go at any hour of any day. The altar of grace. We have an altar.